Okay, let's name names on this one. Dave and she. How should we call her? How about Geraldine? Dave and Geraldine, that's it. Dave and Geraldine got married in August 4 years ago when they were both 20. Now, Dave's parents explained to him that they didn't like her very much and that she was no good for him. And only weeks before the wedding, they tried to get him to call the whole thing off, but Dave had more faith in Geraldine's nature. And they had a great wedding. Everything went really well. They had their own flat, which they'd saved hard for, and they made a lovely home together. Well, at first, they were very happy. Everything went splendidly. And for the next few years, everything looked even better. Their plans, of course, among them was the next house, which they'd seen, and they'd begun to go through the business of buying. Lots of problems with this, and the strain began to tell, but they carried on saving, and they looked forward to moving. On Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, that is, 2 years ago, Dave went off to play football, as he always did. Geraldine was preparing the Sunday lunch for both their parents when there was a knock on the door, and there stood a friend from the football club with a face as white as a sheet. Well, first thought was that maybe he'd been killed on the way in the car. It turned out to be not nearly so bad. He'd broken his leg. So they raced to the hospital, found him in terrible pain, and later that day they brought him home with plaster from the top of his left leg right down to the ankle. Well, Geraldine looked after him as best she could, but Dave's mum tended to criticize a bit. She wouldn't listen to Dave's protest that he was happier at home where he could at least try and be comfortable. She wanted him home with Mum because Mum didn't go out to work. Anyway, Dave did stay at home. The weeks went on. They explained at the hospital that it'd be 6 or 8 weeks before he'd go back to work, and today that seemed like an eternity. He loved his job, and to be locked up in a plaster cast made him feel, and sometimes behave, like a caged animal. He became more and more miserable, more bored, and it didn't help when the firm stopped paying him after 4 weeks. So the savings were starting to be eked away, and the new house looked like it was on the Big E. All Geraldine wanted was for Dave to be healthy and happy, so they struggled on as the weeks went by, and you can imagine that that put a sense of strain onto the relationship in itself. Well, it wasn't the best time, but she explained the truth. It was that she was pregnant. She explained he tried hard to seem happy, but of course he was worried sick about the money situation, the fact that his leg wasn't on the mend as it should be. The new home, the bigger mortgage, no wages, and a baby was a terrifying thought. They'd always been keen savers. On this occasion, nothing seemed to be going right because all the money they'd struggled so hard to keep was just down the pan while he wasn't earning. In the next few weeks, things got worse and worse. She miscarried. The baby she'd come to want so badly was lost. She found herself totally shattered. But having physically recovered, she was left feeling in her heart that Dave was to blame for not wanting the baby. So that was a ridiculous thought. There's nothing logical when you're thinking like that. And their relationship got more and more distant, and with the frustration and the anger that Dave was feeling from not being able to work and earn some money, and her intense sorrow at the loss of their child, they began to hate each other. And they both felt very sorry for themselves, but in a separate way, and they withdrew from each other. And they simply couldn't see what the other was going through. In fact, they were both being fairly unbearable and impossible to live with. And it was in June, while they were having all these hassles, that they moved. The weeks dragged on, and they were no longer at loggerheads constantly. And by the end of September, Dave went back to work. And in going back to work, gradually he became stronger and happier. They've made the best of their home now, and they've got the best of it together. But the best of all, and the best part of the whole thing is that the child they wanted, the son as it turned out, Russell David, was born December the 2nd last year. He's brought them so much happiness. He's made both of them richer than they ever dreamt, and they're not talking about money. And he's helped the love that they almost lost to grow.
My, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're